Hello again, everyone. This is Ivy Hoops Online reporting on the Princeton Tigers. A flat Tiger team was upset by the Delaware Blue Hens 76-69 last night at Jadwin. We don't know if this is just a temporary glitch or a sign of bad things to come. The Tigers have but one more tune-up before the league season starts, and that's a Division III game against Kane University on December 23rd. This Delaware squad is very talented, if not very deep. They got 74 of their 76 points from just four players, including 16 from Jameer Nelson Jr., who plays a lot like his father, who will be remembered as a National Player of the Year for the St. Joe's Hawks in 2004. Mitch Henderson theorizes that his team's eight-game winning streak got into his players' heads. He was not happy his team was shut out for nearly 6 minutes to end the first half. At the break, Delaware was leading 37-25. With 15 minutes to go in the game, the Blue Hen lead ballooned to 18 points, where it remained for another 3 minutes. The Tigers suddenly seemed to realize that this game was slipping away. Two long threes by Ryan Langborg helped cut the deficit to 10 with 9 minutes left. Caden Pierce hit a nice jumper, was fouled, and made the bonus. Tigers down 9, 6:15 to go. A Nelson Jr. layup boosted the Blue Hen margin back to 11 with 4:41 remaining. It was time for the Xavion Lee Show to start. The freshman nailed a three, was fouled, and made it a four-point play. 30 seconds later, Lee hit another long three to draw the Tigers within four, 66-62. Memories of the near comeback at Navy were beginning to stir. Matalako buried a three to make it a two-point game at the 3:03 mark. With 53 seconds remaining, another Alako three brought the Tigers almost all the way back, 69-68. The Tigers had the ball after a timeout with 34 seconds remaining. A play was set up to get Alako to the basket. He drove hard, but was whistled for an offensive foul. And I must admit, it was a good call. In any event, the ball was turned over. The Blue Hens then canned six free throws to ice the win, 76-69. In the second half, the Tigers shot 55% from the field and 47% from deep. Excellent marks, but not enough to wipe out the Blue Hen lead. In all, five Tigers scored in double figures, led by Langborg, 16. Freshman Lee scored 12 in just 17 minutes. This loss stings, but the way the Tigers mounted that second-half rally may be the silver lining in the cloud. We have to hope so, with Harvard looming in just 2 weeks. Happy holidays, everyone, from George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.